Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome to Metropolitan TV. My name's Naomi, and I'm in charge of your new employee orientation here at the television studio. I'll show you around and then introduce you to your manager.
Thanks. I'm excited to work in the entertainment industry. This is a whole new aspect of accounting for me.
Great. Now, this is where you'll be working. All of the other accountants work in offices in this hall, too, as do the directors of the shows.
I like this area. It's not noisy at all.
Yes, we try to keep this part of the building quiet so the people with offices here can focus on their work.
Number 32. What does the company most likely produce? Number 33. What department will the man work in? Number 34. What does the man like about his work area? Questions 35 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, welcome to the Clienston Hotel. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm Chris Watner from Trouville Development Corporation. I reserved your large meeting room for this afternoon. My colleague and I want to get everything in order before the 3 o'clock start time.
Ah, yes, I see your name right here. I just need to see some identification, please.
All right. Here's my ID. Is that all?
Wait, Chris. Don't forget that we reserved 50 chairs, but we're going to need more.
Thanks for the reminder. Would it be possible to have 15 more chairs brought to the meeting room?
Absolutely. I'll call maintenance and ask them to deliver the chairs right away.
Number 35. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 37. What do the visitors ask for? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Wow, look at all these people. Is this train always so crowded?
Not usually. The football championship is this afternoon. Let's walk to the back of the train. Should be a lot of empty seats there.
Thanks for coming with me, by the way. I need to buy a new suit and shirt for a lecture I'm giving, and I'm not very good at shopping for clothes, especially in the city.
Don't worry. I know some great stores downtown.
Number 38. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 39. Why does the woman say,
"The football championship is this afternoon"?
Number 40. What does the man say he needs to purchase? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Chen. I'm calling from Industry Ovens Incorporated. I apologize, but the oven you had ordered was accidentally left off of this morning's delivery schedule. We caught the oversight after the trucks had departed on their routes.
This is not good news. 2 days from now, on Friday, my bakery is going to be visited by a safety inspector. The new oven must be installed in inspector. The new oven must be installed in time so that the bakery can pass inspection.
That doesn't leave us with much time. Please give me a second. I'm going to connect you with my supervisor. I'm sure she'll be able to help you meet your deadline.
Number 41. What problem does the man mention? Number 42. What does the woman say is planned for Friday? Number 43. What does the man say he will do? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Fatima, do you remember the survey our health clinic sent out last month?
Oh, yes, the one asking patients to rate their experiences here. What were the results?
Well, almost everyone wanted more time to talk to the doctors and nurses during their visits. Right now, doctors and nurses spend about 10 minutes with each patient. Do you think we can increase it to 15 minutes per patient?
That would require significant revisions to our scheduling process. It'll be up to the members of the board to decide.
Number 44. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 45. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 46. What does the woman imply when she says,
That would require significant revisions to our scheduling process.
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Antonio, were you at yesterday's all-staff meeting? It was during... I was on the phone with an important client and couldn't make it.
You got a copy of the meeting minutes.
Yeah, but the part about how to get reimbursed for travel expenses was really confusing. Do you know if there's more documentation on that?
Oh, you printed out the minutes. If you look at them electronically, you'll see there's a link to our internal website where you can find more details on reimbursement procedures.
Number 47. Why did the woman miss a meeting? Number 48. What is the woman confused about? Number 49. According to the man, what should the woman do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Our next guest on today's show is part of our healthy cooking series. I'd like to welcome nutritionist Amelia Vigo. Amelia, what have you got for us today?
I'd like to tell you about some simple tricks for making nutritious meat by substituting healthier ingredients for less healthy ones in your favorite recipes.
Now, you said this was simple. I'm no cook. Do you think I can do it?
Absolutely. Let's take an old classic, like potato soup, for example. You can use sweet potatoes as a more nutritious substitute for white potatoes. That recipe and more are in my new book, Healthy Family Cooking.
Number 50. What is the woman an expert in? Number 51. What does the woman recommend? Number 52. According to the woman, where can listeners find more information? Refer to the following conversation.
To sum up, Jamal, you've had another very good year here with us. You're a valuable member of the team, which is why you consistently receive outstanding performance reviews from other staff members.
I've certainly enjoyed the opportunities that I've had while working here.
Which is great to hear, because we'd like you to take on more responsibility. We're opening an office in Denver in a few months, and we'd like you to manage it.
Wow, that's exciting. But can I have some time to consider it?
Of course. Why don't we get together next week to discuss your decision?
Number 53. What does the woman say about the man's job performance? Number 54. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 55. When will the speakers meet again? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Tricia. Hi, Allison. How are the training materials for the summer interns coming along? They'll be starting in 2 weeks, so I'd like to see the materials by Friday.
Sure, no problem. By the way, Allison revised the section about the interns' work hours, so it's easier for the interns to understand.
Thanks, Allison. There were some questions last year about interns' schedules. It'll be good to have everything stated clearly this time.
Yes, and I also added more information explaining the kinds of software products the interns will be working on.
Terrific. We've got some great projects planned, and I'm glad
interns will be working on.
Terrific. We've got some great projects planned, and I'm glad you prepared everything so carefully.
Number 56. What does the man ask the women about? Number 57. What does the man say about last year's internship program? Number 58. What does the man say he is pleased about? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ms. Lee. I understand you'd like my agency to design a new advertising campaign for your moving...
Yes. We're concerned because another moving company just opened nearby, and we're starting to feel the effects of the competition. Business hasn't been as good since then.
I see. It would help if I got a better sense of what customers like about your company. That's something we can emphasize throughout the campaign.
Well, people say they appreciate our top-notch customer service and the effort we make to meet customers' expectations. I'm sure no other moving service in the area can claim that.
Number 59. What type of business does the woman work for? Number 60. What is the woman concerned about? Number 61. Number 61. What does the woman emphasize about her company? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, Haruto. Have you picked the caterer for the shareholders' meeting? We want everything to go smoothly.
I haven't decided yet, but I've got quotes from a few local caterers. Our budget's pretty tight, so I'm leaning towards Star Restaurant. They have the least expensive lunch service.
You know, I've had problems with Star Restaurant. I hired them to cater a meal for a management meeting last month, and they delivered the food an hour late. I just don't want a delay like that to happen during this meeting. You can spend a little more money if you need to.
Hold an eagle.
Number 62. What type of event are the speakers discussing? Number 63. What problem did the woman experience with one of the restaurants? Number 64. Look at the graphic. How much will the lunch most likely cost? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and map.
Welcome to the Peterson Art Museum. Can I help you?
I'm supposed to meet some friends in the 19th century painting gallery. Can you tell me where it's located?
Here, this pamphlet will help. There's a map of the museum in it with details for finding our painting exhibits. Anything else?
Yes. I heard there's a workshop on watercolor painting this summer.
Yes. You can register for the workshop right here if you'd like.
I'd better come back to do that. My friends are waiting for me.
Of course. Oh, and I'd recommend taking the stairs at the back of the museum. There are always so many people using the main stairs by the front entrance.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. On which floor will the man meet his friends? Number 66. What will happen at the museum this summer? Number 67. Why does the woman suggest using the stairs at the back of the museum? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and pie chart.
Next, let's discuss our spring hiring plan. In the past, we've been successful by recruiting at university career fairs, but I'd like to do something different this time.
Really? Why's that?
Well, our employees spend so much time traveling to different universities that they fall behind on other important projects.
Good point. We could put more of our resources into our second most effective recruit.
Would you set up a meeting with Yukiko in public relations and explore possibilities for expanding last year's campaign?
Number 68. What does the woman want to do? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which method does the man suggest using? Number 70. What does the woman suggest the man do?